Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria bereik môre 'n maksimum van 25, Johannesburg 24 en Mahikeng 30.
In the traffic, highway is pretty good. Mike 1 southbound, Killarney Bend down through Jan Smuts and Empire. There's a crash at about Smith Street and it's busy all the way through Crown. And then slightly slow on the N3 through London Road heading down towards Amandelfontein.
In your sport headlines, the Pretoria Capitals 49-2 in their match against the Joburg Super Kings. And Manchester United host Southampton in a bottom of the table premiership clash.
Die portefeulje komitee oor basiese onderwys het vandag in die parlement gesê hy gaan skole met 'n valkoog dophou om seker te maak dat voorvalle van statutêre verkrachting aangemeld word. Die komitee se voorsitter, Joy Maimela, het die media vandag toegespreek oor uitdagings in die sektor en sê dit vorm deel van die komitee se planne om tiener swangerskappe teen te werk en dogters in die skool te hou.
Many of the affected victims become pregnant as early as 10 years old. This indeed calls for a societal approach. Public inputs will be solicited in the identified education districts and selected schools to improve the lived realities of learners who are the primary victims of statutory rape.
Sy het ook gesê die komitee gaan die minister van basiese onderwys Siwe Gwagube hou by haar belofte om pittoilette teen Maart iets van die verlede te maak. Die DA het intussen 'n skrywe gerig aan president Cyril Ramaphosa om te vra om 'n kommissie van ondersoek te stig na die afgelope maande se gebeure by 'n verlate mynskag in Stilfontein Noordwes. Bykans 80 onwettige myners is dood in die Buffelsfontein myn en 216 is in hegtenis geneem. Cliff Shiko het meer.
The party says the terms of reference for the investigation should include the role of government agencies and the involvement of private sector, the causes of the crisis and the impact of illegal mining operations. The DA maintains that the situation warrants a full and transparent inquiry into the causes and consequences thereof. In Stilfontein, the media asked Northwest Police Commissioner Patrick Asening what he thought about the suggestion.
We have said we are a constitutional state. Everybody has the right to say what their views are, to approach the courts or to do what they believe is within their responsibility.
Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Nou sê dit maandag is dit 'n muurnes van bedrywigheid by die skag waar reddingspogings in alle erns geloods is. Twee vrywilligers uit die gemeenskap, Mzwandile Mkwai en Mandla Charles, het reddingsspanne gehelp en hulle sê hulle is getraumatiseer deur die tonele waarop hulle afgekom het. Het aan die media gesê dat selfs die berading wat aan hulle beloof is, nie noodwendig wat hulle gesien het, gaan uitwis nie.
That thing I have seen with my own eyes, I will never forget it. I can go to trauma counseling, I can go whatever. Yeah, I will never forget it.
Wat die weer betref, Pretoria môre 16:25, Johannesburg 16:24, Mbombela 17:24 en Skukuza 20:25, Polokwane 17:22, Messina 20:25, Mahikeng 18:30 en Rustenburg 18:27. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 7. Just let me
take you to a better place. Drive with Robin Ross, playing more music than anyone else. Weeknights from 6 to 7, Jacaranda FM.